Good morning, how are you?
You're here to drive it off the resort?
Yes.
I should mention, I'm just here to assist, not providing any statement of evidence.
Yes. Well, we had no evidence last, so we're presuming there is no evidence.
There is no evidence. Simply, Eric, simply reiterating the submission that was originally made, so.
Mr. Edmonds, I can't remember.
Ah, Eric Barnes.
Yeah, sorry, I'll introduce myself. So I'm Eric Barnes, I'm the manager for infrastructure and assets at Cadrona Alpine Resort. I've been there now for 3 years, and have come on board at a time where Real Journeys has purchased the ski area. And today, I guess what I'd like to just highlight are just some key points about, you know, Cadrona itself, you know, why are we involved in this process, and get a better understanding, hopefully to yourselves, of the importance of some of the changes that we believe are necessary in the district planning. Cadrona has been built on tourism. Its main focus obviously was around the ski area. For many, many years that was the only focus, and you know, up until about 3 years ago, the doors closed in October, the gates were shut, and it was a 5-month operation. If you put that in perspective, we had, you know, at that time probably 450 people during the winter, and it would go down to 10 staff in the summer. Cadrona, and really our focus in this plan change that we're requesting, was around, we were becoming a year-round operation. So the differentiation between ourselves as a ski area and other ski areas locally is that we operate year-round. Our gates no longer close. We started mountain biking and operating summer tourism through our hotel on the mountain, so we have accommodation. And now we have mountain biking trails, we do lift access trails, we do mountain gravity carts, we do sightseeing, walks, tours. We put in another investment this past summer in a tubing park. So we're looking to continue not only our growth and development in the winter services, as in a new Chondo this year, and upgrading our own facilities in the winter, but we're also looking to do the same in the summer. And that's our focus, is around that year-round tourism. So we are a ski area, that's our primary focus, but we would like to develop that summertime and be operational 24/7 as a hotel operator and operate year-round. So to put that in perspective for employment, we now have 650 staff during the winter. We have up to 50 full-time, so we've gone from 10 full-time 3 years ago to 50, and we employ over 120 staff in the summer. This has given opportunities that were not available 3 years ago to people that live in the district. We have staff who are now able to buy houses, who can settle down and make sure that they, you know, have a life in the area without having to leave. So we believe the importance of what we are creating and what we're trying to do is more far-reaching. Hence why when we look at the district plan, we believe it is, you know, truly a strategic document. You know, we are looking forward not only in that 10 years, but that 20, 30 years, and where potentially, you know, where is the growth and how do we help Cadrona Village expand and develop as a community. We're very focused on working with the community in the village and helping that, not only us develop as a company, but helping that community develop, the community of Wanaka and the community of Queenstown as well. We've now expanded with Cadrona Corner in Wanaka, and we have facilities that we're expanding in Queenstown. So, you know, looking at the growth and development for Cadrona itself, we really feel that it's a need to look at that bigger picture in tourism, year-round operation, not only winter but summer, and then creating that structure that allows that activity to focus and be beyond just the ski. Obviously, we don't want to lose any of the focus of the skier subzones, but we also want to make sure that it addresses the key aspects of that year-round tourism.
I'm just wondering how any of this relates to the submission seeking to extend the zone right down to Goodrider Road.
So kind of putting that into context, looking ahead, you know, we see the development not only as a ski resort that sits at the top of the mountain, but extending all the way down. So we have mountain bike trails that now go through Mount Cajuna Station. Our hopes is to continue, you know, the road access, making sure that we have good parking facilities down below, and making sure that, you know, we are able to look at future developments in, you know, in the future, which align to not only just a ski area, but the year-round operation and how we would be a larger tourism operator within the Cajuna Valley.
I suppose the only question I've got really is, I mean, I understand your concerns. We've got evidence in front of us from the council, particularly from the landscape architect, who say that, I won't say that, basically say it's not appropriate. And presumably you've chosen not to bring any expert evidence because, is the question, why have you decided not to bring any expert evidence to counter that order?
We're very keen, you know, as a company to make sure we work with the community. We don't want to we value our landscape. We don't want to create, you know, a situation that is lessening that landscape. We do believe that we can manage that quite well within the Skiria subzone, and that gives us more ability to allow the commercial operations that we're looking for. I don't believe we needed to spend the time on producing the evidence, because, you know, it's more about the values and what we want to create into the future. There is obviously advice, same counter, that that can be managed within the Rural General. We do believe, you know, that it does limit our ability as far as from the commercial operations. There is a huge development that's going in with Mount Cajuna Station, which will change the landscape substantially. And I don't believe that a shift from either the Rural General or into the, you know, a skier subzone would actually lessen that by any means. And I don't actually think we need to present, you know, expert evidence, hopefully, to showcase that.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Just with when you're mentioning your summer and winter all year round goal, and obviously you're already moving towards that. So this lower stretch, you would imagine those bike trails would involve earthworks get to be formed all the way down, or are they already formed? Are there already bike trails that go from the top of Cajuna all the way down?
Yeah, so most of them are already formed. A lot of them we use old cheap trails and old roads.
Yeah.
And we just do some, you know, do the rock picking. We would envision doing some modification, but it would fit into the landscape. We're very keen. If you would go up there now, you know, we do lots of replanting and retussocking, and making sure. I mean, the way, if we look at our guests are coming in the summer, they want a mountain bike, but they want a mountain bike in a natural experience. So it's limiting our impact and then improving what we've done in the past.
So would you imagine infrastructure other than just the trails down through there? Through those lower slopes as well, for that activity?
No, I don't. My vision is there would be a nice trail, you know, really an easy trail that would come down. So, you know, maybe more green for beginners, and more about the parking amenity and getting people so we can safely. If you think about a lot of the tourism, a lot of guests that come to our mountain, they're not used to driving on gravel roads, and, you know, getting them off of that road is, you know, not only providing a good service to our customers, but it also reduces the safety risk. So I would also envision making sure that we have the ability for, you know, the shuttle stops and getting people in the lower reaches to make sure they can get what they need and bring them up, which also reduces the dust impact, so I would see quite a good benefit in that as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any further questions.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.